Real intelligence. Part 3. Intellectual skills. Intellectual skills are many and varied: mathematical, language, mechanical, visual, musical, abstract, emotional, street smarts. Someone with genius mathematical ability may not understand human emotional motivation at all, and may limit language to literal denotations without understanding nuances. Genius writers or musicians may be useless in engineering. A masterful thief may not be able to multiply. Genius intellectuals may lack street smarts, which includes emotional intelligence, local knowledge, and the ability to quickly assess character, dangers, and opportunities. Memory is an important aspect of intelligence. Some people remember numbers, others remember tones or timing, colors, or facts about a certain topic. People usually remember strong emotions. Some recall the big picture, and some recall details. People pay attention to different aspects of any experience, and we remember best what we pay most attention to. Psychological assessments measure intellectual skills, which can be used intelligently or not very intelligently. Tests cannot really measure intelligent decisions or behavior in life because many factors, such as people's individual priorities and histories, cannot be controlled or accounted for. People we regard as intelligent usually know a lot of information, but intelligence is not information or knowledge. Conversely, lack of knowledge, ignorance, is not stupidity. An intelligent person acquires knowledge readily and takes it into account. Stupidity is rejecting knowledge that is valid or failing to utilize it when needed. Knowledge itself is not intelligence, nor is knowledge power. Knowledge becomes a powerful tool only when it is utilized with intelligence. It can be used for one's own benefit or for one's own demise. It can be used for humanity's progress or for humanity's demise. Short-term and long-term memory are important intellectual abilities. However, intelligence is not shown merely by the ability to remember what one heard or read and regurgitate it when asked. Intelligence includes thinking for oneself, analyzing information for accuracy and relevance, and putting information together oneself to form a conclusion. Intelligence is the ability to utilize knowledge toward a goal. Perceiving patterns, connecting the dots to grasp an order or plan, is a very important intellectual skill. It allows one to grasp a whole picture and to do so quickly. Intelligence enables one to learn quickly and easily. The intellect is naturally flexible and adaptable. Flexibility is another important intellectual skill. Being able to see things from different perspectives and frames of reference makes the mind versatile, able to conceive novel ideas, discover more about how our universe works, and create new and better systems to improve our lives. Intellectual flexibility actually allows thinking differently. Mathematicians create new mathematics to address more and more complex questions. Each system involves a new concept, an expansion of our intellectual repertoire, a different way of processing information. Diagram, simple to complex mathematics. Some problems can be solved with arithmetic. Others need algebra. Others require pictures and trigonometry. Still others are best answered using calculus, and yet others require spherical vector calculus. Thinking outside the box is another valuable intellectual skill. It allows one to see different ways the same dots can fit together, to conceive of uncommon, non-obvious possibilities. Diagram connecting 9 dots with only 4 straight lines. Abstract thought is yet another valuable intellectual skill. It includes spatial, visual, and audio imagination, and the ability to think in concepts, not only in objects and words. Imagination is an essential intellectual skill. Starting in childhood, we learn to imagine many steps ahead. We imagine the possible results of each step and assess the net benefit and likelihood of each. Remaining cognizant of what is real and what is imaginary is obviously crucial. We use intellect to evaluate whether the overall benefits of one course of action, short-term and long-term, outweigh those of another. The ability to delay gratification is a common measure of intelligence in young children. Intelligence allows us to foresee and evaluate possibilities far ahead and prepare accordingly. People who seem austere may not be neurotic or anxious. They may simply be highly intelligent, mindful of the long-term painful results of common indulgences. Flexibility, abstract thought, and imagination point us towards some of the more advanced intellectual skills. Psychic abilities such as psychometry, telepathy, and precognition, higher states of consciousness, and experience of transcendence where words do not exist. Any perception of transcendent realities must be examined for validity with extra care, for a certain wisdom of soul is needed to distinguish transcendent facts from transcendent fiction or imagination. Tests of various kinds can measure intellectual skills and acuity, the ability to see patterns, connect dots, and formulate reasonable pictures and conclusions quickly. They can measure knowledge and memory. They can measure abstract thinking to some extent. They can measure psychic ability to some extent. Is intelligence, then, simply a sum of all one's intellectual skills?